Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
It's time for the annual Goopa Goopa. This is the Punky Radio Halloween special. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is, of course, Zombino and the Skeletons. You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Absolutely right. The Cemetery Surfers should be kicking off a bed for this week's Halloween special. Just pure coincidence how that's worked out as well. That was Zombino and the Skeletons from their very first album, Taste the Blood of Zombino and the Skeletons. That was a track called The Grave and Beyond, which opened up the album. So basically, that track was a statement of intent for what has been the best part of a decade's of great Zombino-ness.
Excellent.
What I want to know is, what is Zombino and the Skeletons' website?
Zombino.de.
No, mate.
Oh,
it's changed. If you type in Zombino.de, you do get to them, but their website now is zombinoandtheskeletons.blogspot.co.uk.
Oh.
They are all the way from Liverpool and beyond. And hello to Doc Horror and Zombino. Doc Horror in particular, who I emailed to say, are you bringing out any music for Halloween this year? Because they normally do. And thanks to him, I got nothing back but checked, and they haven't. So it's all right.
Okay.
But do check out Zombino and Skeletons. They've got so much good stuff, so many albums, so much available via download on iTunes, or you can buy the things direct. And they're just a great band, aren't they?
They are.
We've had the good fortune to watch them a number of times down the years.
I've never seen them.
Have you ever seen them?
No.
Oh, well, I have. A few times. They were one of the bands I booked when we did that Gene Loves Jezebel night in Mansfield. Zombino and the Skeletons were on the bill and were fantastic.
Okay.
Going back a while. Any road up, I've got some additional material here, Tony, and this is possibly the highlight of my year.
Alright. What's that?
Well, if you remember last week, we said that if Satan was listening, he should get in touch telling us what he liked to eat.
Yes.
I didn't think he'd have an email address. Turns out the man has embraced the techno world.
Okay.
And here he goes. If you have a joke or poem you'd like to send us, first of all, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type your email, Poetry Corner if it's a poem, and Comedy Solos if it's a joke. But this week, here we go. Dear Mr. Edwards, thank you for your recent inquiry as to my eating habits. Always happy to take some time out to help a true believer like yourself, even at this time of the year. I like to keep my diet quite varied. However, just lately, I have found myself consuming a large amount of hopes and dreams about Scottish independence, washed down with copious amounts of tears from your good friend Tony, as he tiles himself into his own domestic hell there in Mansfield. Satan, you're not paying a lot of attention, he's not in Mansfield, but he's not far away. Mind, I did pick up a cracking black pudding pork pie for tomorrow's lunch, just for variety. So there you go. Satan is a bit partial to a pork pie. He goes, thanks again for your continued support and look forward to seeing you real soon. Satan, the one true Lord, Hades.
Very polite as well, isn't he? I didn't think he'd be that polite.
He's a very polite Dark Lord. It has to be said. So yeah, so thank you very much, Satan. I do hope to hear from you again in the future, but perhaps we could start a feature called Ask Satan.
Yeah,
maybe
cool.
We'll do it during the gig guide bit.
Okay,
how about that? Right then, so next track this week, I'm very pleased about that. Next track this week, Tony, a band we've never played before, a band I found by accident just the other night while I was surfing around looking for Halloween songs to play. This is a band from Dijon in France called The Scarecrows. S-K-A-R-E-K-R-O-W-S. What I want to know is, Tony, what is The Scarecrows' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/The Scarecrows.
No, facebook.com/pages/scarecrows-family/300-5714-6672-9267? H for F equals TS, and why is that, Tony?
They haven't said default URL, have they?
They haven't set a default URL. Poorly being instead to Tony Nell. You're gonna love this as well. This is Zoidberg Boogie. To 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Zoidberg Boogie. Zoidberg's from Futurama, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. Really like that track as well. Proper spooky. Just right for a Halloween special such as this one. We do the best podcast Halloween shows, don't we?
We'd like to think so, yeah.
Rest of the year, I don't know. But when it comes to Halloween, we get it right. Now, Tony, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook
Yep, there we go.
Loving the reverb. Very spooky. So, you go for it.
Yep. Another week, some more Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do leave a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave the comments, get in touch. Quite a few this week, a couple of long ones, so here we go. Peter Bentley has been in touch.
Good friend of mine, Bentley. Good friend. Hello, mate. And he's now listening, I think.
Yeah. So it's saying, due to a long overdue upgrade of the ship's satellite system and extension of the bandwidth, I am now able to tune into the weekly Punky podcast. As I type, I'm listening to this week's show whilst languishing at the anchor off the port of Labuan, Borneo. And enjoying it very much. I particularly like the scanners and crash dolls so far. I thought I should mention that 6 pints is alright as a preliminary aperitif before going out with a proper drink. There is an added bonus in imbibing such an aperitif in that it may lead to the highest state of existence known as getting pissed right up, which is always a joy on a Monday or any other day, come to think about it. Anyway, chaps, keep up the good work, and would you pay something to buy the Pink Torpedoes? I don't think you do request, but if you do, they do a magnificent grin-inducing cover version of Wonderwall from their Womb Raider album, the cover of which is just so right because it's so wrong. Cheers, Bentley.
Now, hang on. I'd like you to read out any bit of that in your pirate voice, because Bentley actually does sound like a pirate, and he's on a boat off Borneo. So just read out any sentence again as a pirate. Go on, Tone. You've got it in you.
Yeah, I thought I should mention the 6 pints, all right, as a preliminary aperitif before Papa.
That's
yar.
Perfect. That was the best. That was the best one to read out. He's and you'll have to listen to previous shows to understand what the 6 pints is about. But it's to do with Ah Graham, who stayed at mine, and when we went out, we had 6 pints, and I thought he was a bit of a lightweight. But then, when he felt bad the next day, but then was reminded about the bottle of wine we had in the house, and also 3 goat's gash miniature cocktails, which did make it something of a Monday. But thank you very much, Captain Bentley. I hope I see you again soon.
And Freddie Johnson's been in touch.
Hello, Fred.
Happy Halloween, P&T. Hope you have a spooktacular weekend and that you have some sweet music lined up. Cheers. Well, he knows us by now, and yes, we do.
He's agreeing with us, I think, that we do the sweetest Halloween music. Oh, yeah. And Bentley mentioned Crash Dolls.
He did,
yeah. And the Crash Dolls, Tony, might be in competition with Panty Christ these days.
Really?
Yeah. You've got your favourites, Panty Christ. Might have mine, Crash Dolls. Yes, indeed.
There's room in our hearts for two.
Well, there's not a lot of room in my black heart. You have to deal with both of them.
I got a lot of love to give, but I'm too busy tiling.
You have, Tony.
Liam Callan's been in touch.
Hello, Liam.
Say, great shows, guys. I'm a little behind in my episodes, but really enjoyed the shows earlier this summer where you brought in the guests. Same format, but it spiced things up a bit. Keep up the good work. The 10-year anniversary is not too far away now. Cheers.
Cheers indeed.
He's not wrong.
No. And yes, the 10-year anniversary is something we are going to have to start thinking about relatively soon, just to get the date lined up that we can both do, aren't we?
Yeah. Well, I'm fairly flexible.
Yeah.
Right. If we do bring back the Chavs for one special, that's only going to take us half an hour, so
well, it's true,
be right.
It's true, yeah. And again, for those of you that don't know what we're talking about at all, we are planning to do at least one gig, maybe two, to celebrate Punky Radio's 10th anniversary next year, when we will be hopefully getting some of our favourite bands from down the years to perform with us. I know, for example, that if we do one down here, we'll get the Bleach Boys on. Oh. And if we do one up there, well, we'll have the Chavs, and who else will we get? Do you think the Smears will do it? They might do.
They are still going.
They are indeed.
They could
going.
Do. We could do a two leg. We could do a Mansfield leg and a Hitchin Hertfordshire leg.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, basically.
Oh, right, okay.
That's what I think we should do. We should do either a Friday and Saturday, or Saturday and Sunday, or something like that. I think that'd be great.
God, I could have a Chavs little mini tour.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the thing is, we could have a drummer in each place, because we could get Felix to drum down here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's
to
true.
Make things easier.
So 2 lots of half-hour practices. Still, we could do it.
Of course.
That's fine.
Of course.
But yeah, so we'll be back.
All right, brilliant.
What's all that? But yeah, so that's it for Facebook this week.
So that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
There you go. Fabulous. I don't know what you'd like to do to follow that, Tony, but I fancy a bit of Bruiser Queen.
Joe.
You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Bruiser Queen, all the way from St. Louis, Missouri, and the first of three bands in a row that we're playing from the States, Tony.
Okay, cool.
That's right. There's a track called Some Girls Ghost. You can find out more about them by their website, which is
bruiserqueen.com.
bruiserqueenmusic.blogspot.co.uk.
Huh.
Is that right? I wonder if that's .blogspot.com. Do you know what, Tony? I'm going to check that because it might be blogspot.com. But anyway, you're wrong. So it's probably an Internet 3 Tony Neil. I'll check that during the next track. Mm-hmm. All right. Sorry about that, Bruiser Queen. Although that was cut and pasted.
Okay.
Maybe it is .co.uk. It was cut and pasted.
Right. Yeah. Probably must be.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks very much for sending that through, Bruiser Queen. And we will play more from you in the future. Do check them out. But if you type in Bruiser Queen, you're going to find them pretty easy.
You thought so?
Yeah, maybe add music in there somewhere. Otherwise, you might get something you're not expecting. Now then, Tony, did you do anything last week?
I was tiling.
I was about to say, I'll tell you, why don't you just give us a tiling update?
Yeah, so I started doing my cuts. I bought a tile cutter a couple of weeks ago, which is one of the ones that scours and snaps.
Right, so look at you treating yourself.
Yeah, it's nice. Just fantastic little cuts. So I've done most of the cuts. I started putting those in, so the edges look a lot better. As I say, I did tile myself in, so I resolved to probably taking the front door off. Right. I think I'm going to save the last bit of tiling till just for the weekend, because the joiner's in a week today.
Right.
And then I'm going to take the front door off, finish the tiling, and then just kind of just not leave the house so burglars aren't getting it. Probably I'll sleep on the hallway and just stop them coming in.
Right.
But I need to get this tiling finished.
It
is the only thing I do. I work and I tile.
Yeah. Well, I didn't do anything nearly as interesting as that.
No?
No, I just had it massive in Oslo. I got there Friday morning. And the show on the comedy show I did on Friday night, utterly brilliant, twice as busy as last month. Really, really good show. Really enjoyed it. Went out afterwards with the lads, and well done, Olaf Falafel and Richard Massara. Falafel and Massara. Sounds a bit foodie. Just absolutely great fun. Had a brilliant time. Eventually, now why did I leave them, or did they leave me? Somebody left somebody and they ended up somewhere else and I can't remember why.
Okay.
But anyway, it was fun. They ended up in a cocktail bar having a lot of fun. And I was somewhere else, but I can't remember where I was. Sadly. Then on the Saturday night, in the afternoon, I gave them a bit of a look around Oslo because I feel like a bit of a local there now. And, I know what I did on the Friday night. When I did leave them, how about this? When I did leave them, it reached about 3 a.m. and I was somewhere.
Right.
And then I went to get a kebab because I was staying in my mate Darren's flat, and I got a kebab from a new place in Oslo called City Kebabs that was offering a deal to basically undercut their competitors while they're there. Oslo's a very expensive city. Mm. However, I went in at 3 a.m, saw the chef not doing a lot, be honest, it was only me there. And he said something in Norwegian, and I said in Unshield, Snocketing else, which is, excuse me, you speak English? He went, yes, of course. I went, great. I said, you look like a man who loves his food. He went, yes, I do. And you look like a man who loves to prepare food. He went, yes, I do. I said, in that case, do you have a signature dish? And he went, what? And I said, if you were going to come in here now and cook something for yourself, what would you have? He went, well, I said, don't tell me. Just make me it. So he did. It was a labour of love, my friend. And with every extra minute that went on creating this beautiful thing, I started thinking, I'm not getting this cheap. Right? I'm not getting this cheap. But you know what? This is going to scare you, but it was cheaper than I expected because it was about £8.
Okay.
That's not so bad for what he gave me, which is a delicious chicken and kebab meat mix with a wonderful salad, fries, and some glorious sauce. I took it into the flat that was 4 flights up, although I didn't get into the flat because I'd been told the flat door had been left open so I could get in. But when I tried to pull it open, it wouldn't open. I went, oh no, they must have locked it. So I phoned up the other guys in the flat. They weren't answering. Texted them. They weren't answering. So I sat down in the light on the stairs to enjoy my food. After about 5 minutes, the light went off. So now I was in the dark. So I stood up and moved around a bit, and it was motion activated, so the light came back on. So I sat down again to enjoy my food for a bit longer. After about 5 minutes, the light went off again, so I stood up and did another little dance. So then I sat down again to enjoy my food, but it was a lot of food and I wasn't very good at eating it. So 5 minutes later, the light went off again, and then I stood up again and did what I'm now calling my kebab dance to turn the light back on. After about half an hour, I suddenly thought to myself, I wonder if you push that door rather than pull it. So I stood up and I tried the handle and pushed it and the door opened. So I had been sat on the freezing cold stairs, often in the dark, doing kebab dances, eating my food, in front of a perfectly open flat that I could have gone into at any point. I can't bring myself to tell you about Saturday now. Just suffice to say, we had a brilliant weekend. It was great. Two tracks in a row now, Tony. First up, band called Wood Shampoo, who we haven't played since May or June of this year. But I got this track then and I thought, that looks a good one for our Halloween special. I'll save it for them. And I have done. And now, you know, we mentioned bringing back the feature Word of the Week last week.
Yes.
Well, how about this Word of the Week? Wood Shampoo. Do you know what it is?
No.
It's New York slang for being hit in the head with a baseball bat or the such like, or a police truncheon or nightstick, if you will. Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
Shampoo with the wood. It's a wood shampoo. And I thought, we've got nothing else this week. So this week's word of the week, something you can now use people as a threat. If you don't watch out, I'm going to give you a wood shampoo. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works, isn't it? Mum, dad, back off, or it's wood shampoo time. Right. It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good.
That's how Word of the Week works. If you have a Word of the Week for us, do email paulieb@punkyway.com. Tiny email, Word of the Week. Anyway, right now, Tony, what is Wood Shampoo's website?
Woodshampoo.com.
No, woodshampoo.net. Oh, I haven't checked Bruiser Queen yet. At the moment, it's Paulie B on the internet for Tony Nil. Stay tuned for Brutally Frank. But right now, this is You Suck, open brackets, Mr. Vampire, close brackets.
You suck, Mr. Vampire, you suck, Mr. Vampire, you suck so bad. Out late every night, relationships just a fight. Transylvanian transfusion, look into his eyes, you'll be losing. Mirror worship ain't your bag, and your wedding pictures, your wife went sad. You on the doors at the Red Cross Drive, coroner's office, dead or alive. You suck. You suck. You suck, Mr. Vampire. You suck, Mr. Vampire. You suck so bad. Sleep all day, lazy bum. Don't fall asleep in the sun. Blood type A, blood type B. Hold the garlic on your linguine. Holy water causes irritation. Wooden stakes, deadly penetration. You turn batty in a flash. No bills flying, saves on the cash. You suck. You suck. You suck, Mr. Vampire. You suck, Mr. Vampire. You suck so bad. Your favorite color is blood red. All your friends end up dead. You've got a pine box for a bed.
Oxymoron.
Human bit, baby, I bite. This swells the taste. clothes. The way those hips sway, she'll take any man home. Asked for tonight, she said for the right of her life. Tonight is the night that I bite. Get bent.
You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called Brutally Frank. All the way, a second band from Missouri, after we played Bruiser Queen from St. Louis. They're from Joplin, Missouri, as featured in the well-known track Route 66.
Mmm.
Yes, indeed. Oh, yeah. And a great album, that is. I mean, that's probably the last track we'll play of it, because we've played half a dozen off this album now. You can find out how to get hold of Brutally Frank's album by going to their website, which is...
BrutallyFrank.com.
No, Brutally-Frank.com or Brutally-Frank.com if you're one of those people. Paul of the Internet 5, Tony Nil. Bit of a thrashing so far. I've just checked out the Bruiser Queen website, and it's madness, isn't it, Tony?
It's madness.
It's madness, because it is actually bruiserqueenmusic.blogspot.com, but when you're in the UK and you type in the .com, what does it do, Tony?
It redirects to Credit UK.
Oh, there's some kind of Halloween black magic.
It's madness.
It is madness. But it does mean that if you said blogspot.com, you would have been right, but you didn't anyway, so no.
Nah, that's fair enough. Because I'm googling.com as well, and it's just that this should turn my world upside down.
It's turned mine upside down and inside out.
Mm.
It's enough to make Satan choke on his black pudding pork pie, let me tell you. Speaking of Satan, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for... Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar. And just before you start, the 12 Bar Club was on the news this week. People saying, oi, stop it, bloody Crossrail. It's Crossrail who want to knock it all down and redevelop something or other.
All right.
For a new train station or whatever. And people were out there singing and dancing, trying to stop them. And I hope they do.
Good. Yeah, I think I noticed on the BBC website, yeah, so it must have been the same kind of thing. So yeah, it's good that it's getting some recognition.
I was about to say, I'm glad you finished that sentence off, because if it is getting some, it's more than I am.
So yeah, but, and it's doing gigs as well. As usual, Sunday night, it's an open mic night, so I'm going to do Thursday to Saturday. This Thursday, Bleak, The Workhouse, Belly Eye Smile, and the late set from Skyhook. It's a Hieronymus Bish Bosh night.
Bish Bosh!
Thursday evening, how much do you think?
Do you know, Thursdays, I'm not that good at Thursdays, am I? But I'm going to go £6.
It is. £6. Friday night, Halloween. Lost Tupper, The Phonic, God Mode, Jet Pilots, Five Handsome Men, and my new favourite band name of the week, Spunk Flakes.
Whee!
It's an Enterprise Studios night. bless them.
That's what you get off a crusty duvet.
Spunk Flakes.
Mm. I even like the way you say it. Now say he's a pirate.
Spunk Flakes. I must think, Friday night.
£6.
It is. And finally, Saturday. Death Scores. Crippler LBU. Who Cares? Put Down and Ironed Out, followed by Johnny Clash Club. It's a Ruction Records night.
Do you think it's folk?
I think it might be.
Yeah. Mm. Do you think it's some sort of acoustic nonsense?
Probably, yeah.
I think it's going to rock, Tony.
I think it might do.
Yeah.
Saturday night, Ruction Records, how much do you think?
£6.
It is.
So hang on, have I done it?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Six.
We're in there with the beast. But Tony, What's he cooking this week? If you're listening, Satan, why not drop us a line next week? We'll find out what's cooking, and then from the week after, I'll open up to our listeners. If you have a question for Satan, now we have a hotline to him, or an email. I say a hotline, it wouldn't be a gold line, would it now? Right? Now we have a direct email link to Satan, which I won't be giving out because you don't want to have you lot all emailing directly.
No.
I will be the conduit for Satan.
Okay.
Email me, probably be at punkyray.com, title your email, ask Satan, and from next week we'll ask him a question and see what happens. Let's see how much time Satan has from eating lost souls and whether he's got time to actually correspond with us for a few weeks. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, he'll probably be busy over the Halloween period.
But things go quiet up to Christmas. So anyway, that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar. Next band this week, Tony, is King Automatic. Been waiting a long time, saw him back in May. King Automatic is an amazing French rock and roll, garage punk, lunatic one-man band, and he's got an early best of collection out that this track is taken from. To find out more about King Automatic, best go to his website, which is
kingautomatic.com.
It is! Tony 1, Paulie B on the internet 5. King Automatic is from somewhere in France.
Right.
And this is My Skull Collection. You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was King Automatic and My Skull Collection. Are you doing anything this week, Tony?
As I say, I've got the joint equipment next week, so just a lot. I've got a lot of tiling to do, and I've got to pull up the living room floor. So
right.
We've actually moved the living room stuff into the kitchen extension now, so we've cleared the room out, so we just need to pull all the floorboards up, so we can lay a completely new floor in there next week.
Wow. I don't know what our listeners around the world would do without these updates, don't they?
I don't know. But hey, if anyone's got any DIY tips, don't ask me.
No, they can ask Satan. See if Satan's got any ideas for it. I'm quite pleased that I don't know whether it is Satan or whether it's someone pretending to be Satan, but the important thing is that they stay hidden. Yeah. Anyway, because if I'm going to be the conduit for Satan, I can't find out. It's just one of our regular listeners messing about with a different email address.
Nah. Why wouldn't it be Satan?
Well, you know what?
What's that?
I think you'd be more likely to listen online, and most people that listen online don't really contribute that much.
The silent majority.
Yeah, I see him more as a passive listener.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
Anyway, it's all right, Tone. I'm up to something this week.
Okay.
I'm going to Holland tomorrow.
Oh.
I've got a gig in Den Haag, The Hague, as part of Haag's Comedy Festival, and I'm going to be comparing a show at Pard Cafe. I think it starts about 8 o'clock-ish. There are two Dutch acts who are part of their annual comedy competition, and then my mate Stefano Paolini, who will be headlining, who's a mate of mine from years ago. I've not seen him for a while. Really looking forward to seeing him at the airport. It's a one night only job. We're flying in, doing a gig, having a laugh, probably enjoying one or two Dutch beers. You know, just an aperitif, just maybe the six.
Yeah.
And then flying back the next day. And then at the moment, I've got the Halloween weekend, or as I call it, the Halloween-kend.
Nice.
Can you see what I did there?
Yeah.
At the moment, I've got the Halloween-kend off. I just thought of that. It's a crazy Halloween-kend. But saying that, I've been invited to all manner of Halloween things, so I'm not sure where I'm going to end up yet, but I will tell you next week. That's my plans. Right. You can if you type in Haag's Comedy Festival, if you are in the Den Haag area tomorrow night, you're not doing anything, please do come along. It'd be a right old laugh. Next track, Tony. This is a band, a newish band, that I had the good fortune to meet when I was up in Edinburgh last February. This is one of their first recordings, so it's a little bit rough, but anyway, I think you'll like it. This sounds like good old-fashioned psychobilly to me, my friend. This is The Phlegm, and my baby is a vampire.
My baby, baby, a vampire. My baby, baby. wants you back when you're out at night. Cause you won't come out when the moon shines bright. But baby is a vampire. But baby is a vampire. But baby may be a vampire. But baby may be a vampire.
You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
It's the little things we say between the tracks that I often wish people could hear. That was The Phlegm and My Baby's a Vampire. What is The Phlegm's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/The Phlegm.
No, Facebook.com/ We Are The Phlegm. Phlegm, P-H-L-E-G-M. Making it Paul O'Brien Internet 6, Tony 1. Quite a thrashing. Mm. It's like I got the devil on my side. Have you got twice?
I do.
Oh, you Halloweeny teeny beauty.
What a fantastic end to the year. Say the Q3 of 2014 has been rather spendiferous for Is a Twat.
It really has. After a very dry period, this has been like if the Americans get to T in their naming of such superstorms, this has been like Hurricane Twat, hasn't it?
I liked it, but I still need more. I think this is the last one I've got for the moment, so please do email me. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. That simple. Email me tony@punkyradio.com. Tyler email is a twat or twat super thanks. Never a twat ignored, that's my motto.
Absolutely.
No twat left behind. No twats. Exactly. And another one from Sussex Saint.
Brilliant.
Hello, my saviour of twat. He's in watch, Tony. Here's a less serious one for you. There we've made consequences. The company I work for has a contact centre in Leeds that uses the website for making credit applications and taking payments. On 7th of October we got notified that the website has gone down because some pillock in a JCB has taken out a major fibre optic cable used for carrying data whilst doing the construction work for a new John Lewis in the town centre.
Affected
over 1,000 businesses in the Leeds area, including the emergency services. There's a website for it as well, but I won't read that out. The cable wasn't back up and running for 48 hours, so we have 90 people twiddling their thumbs, unable to do a lot. I have
Does
no
that mean
idea.
That Leeds had the internet down for 2 days?
Must be the majority of it. 1,000 businesses taken out.
It's a dark place. They wouldn't have noticed.
Nah. I have no idea who the culprit was, but would like to nominate Mr. JCB driver from Leeds, I assume, as a twat. And presumably he is no longer on that particular construction site. You're probably right.
He was probably from Bradford and just having a bit of a laugh.
Yeah. I think that's fair enough.
Well, dear, I don't know whether I quite like the idea of Leeds being turned off.
Yeah. Forced to be removed from the information superhighway.
In keeping with tradition of backing our listeners, go for it.
Okay, so for taking out the internet for 1,000 businesses in the Leeds area, Mr. JCB, from we assume Leeds, England,
is a twat. But quite a good one at that, I've got to say.
But if you're going to fuck up, fuck up properly.
Yeah, I know. That was a borderline one, that one. We're giving it to you, so I think, but that was borderline. Because I'd quite like to do that myself.
Yeah.
If you were in charge of a JCB and you had one night to cause maximum damage, what would you do?
Oh, take
go straight for a fiber optic table.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's right. Or stick Boris Johnson in it and throw him over a wall. 50-50.
Yeah.
Last track this week, Tony. And you know at the start of the show we play Zombie and Skeletons?
Mm-hmm.
There have been several girl-fronted bands down the years that have been a huge help to Punky Radio. One of which was Dragster, who I heard from Fee from Dragster last week saying that they got new stuff out and that she's going to send it, but she hadn't done.
Okay.
But because it's on being the Skeletons and the last band this week I'll come on to a second, the Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons, Dragster just doesn't cut it for me anymore. So I'm going to start calling Dragster Fee Dragster and the Coventry Boilers. Yeah. Anyway, last track this week, really good friends of the show, Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons, absolutely brilliant band. always good for Halloween. This is a track off their latest album that I don't think we've played before, but I'm not ruling it out. We've played a few off this album. You can find out more about them by going to their website, Tony, which is
pussycatthedirtyjohnsons.com. I don't think it is, though.
No, it's not. It's thedirtyjohnsons.com. And this Halloween special has been poorly beaten the internet 7, Tony 1.
Wow.
I've loved it. And I love Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons. And here's the proof. This is a great track, as I say, from their most recent album. This is Hellbent. That's about the Halloween-y size of it for this week's show, Tone. I hope you've had a good time listening. You're just laughing at me, just trying to bolt in any Halloween stuff I can. You little pumpkin. That was me getting a text, if you heard that. Most likely not. Thanks very much for listening. Obviously, there's a load of things that we've asked you to do this week. Do some of them. Also, please do, if you get the chance, listen to us online. How did you do that, Tone?
You can listen to us on the Internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Padunk, Padunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com. And finally, we're on Radio Andra, A-N-D-R-A .S-E, the website.
Blimey, sorry, you said that so quickly. I was absolutely miles away. Yes, thank you very much for listening this week. And thank you particularly on this Halloween special for Satan sending us an email. I do want to keep on his good side.
Yes. Assuming he has a good side, of course.
Yeah. Well, Tony, he quite clearly does. He likes a pork pie.
That's true.
In my book, that's a good fella. That's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog. A poog.
Bunch of guns.